Yeah, good morning, everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And this is the first edition for the week. You all remember that on Saturday we had the APC chairman, you know, as our guest. And he was you know, for about an hour. We were able to wade through some kind of discussion with him. Okay, now to bring things into a balance, though, I decided to bring in Honorable Fuad Oki again, as usual, because he seems to be some kind of dissenting voice in the APC Lagos. But I got a lot of flack. Honorable Oki, how are you?
Good morning,
Egbo. I got a lot of flack inviting you for this. And let me read some of the comments that I got, and I'd like you to react to them briefly before we go. This gentleman says, I think we're tired of this guy's same old tunes in different languages. Can't he be advised to change his strategy for the sake of the real change he has been clamoring for? Then another person replies him and says that at least he has the courage to speak his mind against the tyranny in Lagos. We can't continue to live in a society where we can't question authorities or hold them accountable. It's not their money, it's our collective resources. We shouldn't be afraid to speak our minds for the sake of our children. Then the guy now replies him to say that it's only an advice to him to change his tactics, because if one keeps doing the same thing the same way, he may not achieve any tangible result. It's just my advice. Then, he asks about something else. And there's another one, say, get some other person to talk on APC. This is not right one to do that. He's not the right one to do that. Just blowing hot air. He will soon be singing another tune very soon. By the way, this man talking about singing another tune is the head of the choristers in one of our famous churches on Lagos Island. Then somebody replies him to say, sir, I agree, but he's the only one that sounds like an opposition in Lagos State now. He's even more effective than the PDP. Okay, and on. Somebody says, will I be able to call in? Yes, you'll be able to call in after our first break. Then this gentleman says, no, I don't know. This must be some party man from us. He's insulting yourself and myself. But, you know,
Kikiri,
the striker. I'm fine. That's Sheriff. Sheriff's new nickname is Kikiri. He insulted me, both of us, called us monumental failures, confusionists, charlatans, and hypocrites in political engineering. So I told him I agree with him. I mean, say once I agree with him, no more quarrel. Then another one says that two undisputed sons of the soil, without a doubt, it must to listen to whenever they are on air and so on and so forth. This one is praising me. Not only has he praised me, Sheriff, he also now calls me, he's giving me an honorable doctorate. So I'm now Dr. Jimitis. Well, I wanted to start on that note. There were others. There were private messages and so on and so forth. And I wanted to start on that note. It's a good place to start before I ask you about your reaction. People seem to think that you've not moved forward, you've not achieved much in your agitation, which was close about 3 years ago.
Yes.
Not 4 years ago. Maybe you'd like to explain that.
Thank you very much. I started in 2018 by saying that the race, it's a marathon.
Okay.
And not a sprint.
Not an event, yes.
And whoever cares to know will see consistently, and that's the issue of strategy, will see consistently that it's about just one song, one track.
Okay.
Which is respect for the rule of law, which is about internal democracy, which is about equity. So you don't need any strategy other than what I've been doing, which is, you know, taking the issue onto the front burner. Mm. Not just for members of the party, but for all Nigerians. Because, as I said the last time I was here, that Lagos is Nigeria. and Nigeria is Lagos. So if we can make Lagos work politically, then we will have been on the track in again in going through a renaissance path to Nigerian political development. I must thank the critics.
Yeah.
You know, clearly, because it shows that I am doing something.
That they at least recognize.
Yes, either for or against. So I want to thank them again, especially with the advice, and to assure him that the only strategy Ogun Sin Lofin Wo Arun Sin, and there's nothing we want to talk about other than crying, shouting, persuading those that have placed their knee jack on the jugular of Lagos. And
when I asked the chairman on Saturday, which I'm sure you heard, he said that you are his friend, for starters.
He's my brother, Egbomini.
Yes, he said that you are his friend. It was my own SP. So all of us are related.
Yes.
By extension. Yeah. He said that it's all about power struggle. And I'd like you to address that. Is there some ambition you have in the party?
No, you recall from our last station, you asked the question pointedly of me.
Yes.
That what it's my 2023 ambition. Mm. And maybe I should repeat it for the upturned time, that I have none.
Okay, you're not interested in vying for any position?
I have none.
But do you have a candidate in place, though?
No, it's too early in the day to talk about 2023.
It's not early any number.
Well, for me,
2022 is round the corner.
Yeah, but listen, we have 15 months to the commencement of 2023 on season. Let's talk about the party. Let's have a party that will work for all, not just members, but for Nigerians. Look at the event of the last 48 hours. 72 hours or thereabouts, amongst the two major political parties. It is not sitting, to say the least.
Yes.
So let's clear this mess. Let's clean this audience table.
But what is at the bottom of the crisis of the two parties? I'm just wondering. What do you think is at the bottom?
Supremacy.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Wanting to control the heart of the party. That's all. It's about tendencies wanting to outshine one another.
This fight for supremacy, is there a direct link between it and the quest for the presidency?
Obviously.
Yes. By the way, on Saturday, this Saturday, on the discourse on this same station, 8 o'clock, I'm going to have Chibode George of the PDP. Yes, we're going to have Chibode George. So you want to look out for that.
Oh, definitely.
So now, let's take the APC in particular, because you're still a member of the APC, I assume.
I have a founding member. I got no place to go. Unless they dismiss me.
They could.
I'm hoping for that.
Then what do you do? You go for your own party?
No. No.
You retire?
No. I will be more active.
No, they won't dismiss you.
I will be more active.
From the way the chairman spoke, they'll continue to romance you until they get their way.
No, I think he was talking more about a filial relationship. But talking about me wanting to, using his word, that I was trying
to... You as a pastor,
Yes. I think he got it wrong. He got it absolutely wrong. Mm. That's nothing I'm doing in 2001 that I was not doing in 1992.
And that you will not do in 2023.
That I will not do in 2034, when Lagos State will have paid off its LCC and their debts.
Oh, no. Kekere, did you have something to do with this?
No, nothing.
Did you talk to Honorable Oki behind my back?
I was listening, as usual.
No, I did not.
What we intend to do in that particular instance, really, is to bring somebody. I first of all need a very good explanation as to what's going on. I got a very nice tip from, what's your guest's name?
That's Zeal.
Zeal, yes, Zeal. Yes. Mm. And I'm tempted to drag him back for us to do a forensic analysis.
I'm sure the LCC thing will take you about 4 or 5 episodes to fully get into it.
Really?
Yes, I want to say boldly that I know a little about it, but it's
tell
topic
us,
for,
tell
no,
us
it's topic for another day.
No,
it's
but tell us very quickly.
I will not. It's topic for another
no,
day.
No, okay, no, okay. Give us
you
the
see,
content. Just
let me tell you. Mm. You recall once upon a time, the second toll gate was to be commissioned, and
yes,
the people of Ethiopia have said no.
Yes.
That one toll gate is too much.
Yes.
Okay? And there was for close to a week, total lockdown of the place.
Mm.
So I was one of the 5 persons that were saddled with the responsibility of talking and negotiating, the protest.
Okay. On whose side? On government side?
On government side. And
okay.
Then, it took us about 3 days of continuous discussions and engagement. After that, you will recall that the governor of Lagos State then, Mr. Abatunde Fashola, came out to say we are buying off that stick. So that's why I said it's a discussion for another day.
But if you leave us hanging there.
I'm not hanging. You've agreed with Babakekere. Yes, with Babakekere that
I'm
going
bring
to send Babakekere.
What they call supporting.
Yes.
It's not the main movie.
No, you look at supporting first.
First. Before you.
Then, during interlude again, we also call it supporting.
Supporting.
Supporting, honey. So
okay, let's stick with the last local government elections that you had in Lagos. I would like to know your opinion on that.
The last charade,
yes,
that we had. You know the interesting thing for me, that charade was a referendum on the APC Lagos State, and indeed, you see, it's gatekeeper.
Is gatekeeper?
Yes.
Who is the gatekeeper?
I've told you a very long time ago that I'll stop mentioning names. If by now you, Jimmy Dizu,
yes,
Omo Baomoye, don't know who Lagos gatekeeper is. Yes, now.
Don't know anything.
Now.
Ask Philip. Stays with me. I don't know anything.
You will now see, why do I say it was a referendum? If you have a particular party not minding the number of times it's changed its clothes in the last 21 years continue to govern a state like Lagos, and since 2011 that was the last time we truly had what we will call a popular election in Lagos, where Lagosians troop out and gave us close to 1.6 million votes.
Mm.
Thereafter, what you see, it's a vote, just receding.
Yes.
Now, a local government election in a balkanized format of 57 and 377 wards coming at the heels of a party membership registration and validation, which spoke to a lie that in Lagos we have 2.5 million members, only to record a total of 500,000 votes. The total number of votes recorded, and I'm picking my words now, really choosing it, not vote cast, recorded during the local government election, recorded in Lagos, total is less than 800,000. Whereas the number of registered voters in unregistered lists, and I've said this sometimes, that today our party is the least popular party in Lagos.
Unfortunately, there's no alternative.
Okay, so because there's no alternative, we need to clearly show the world that indeed we are popular, indeed we are the of the people. And that's why I said it was a referendum. It is Balogun was your SP and you continue to live long your SP. In the same vein, you are demanding of Mr. Tories as minister.
No, but they're not related. Without,
no. Just
that he was appointed. SP was elected.
No, he is appointed. He is caretaker chairman.
Okay.
He is caretaker chairman of the party. In Senate climbs, when you come with such results, you don't wait for the review before you resign and hang your boots.
But I think that, to be honest with you, I think he probably looked at it in terms of that there was a victory, and that's what matters. It's like in a football game.
Yes.
I think the person who carries the cup is one. Yes. I don't think a striker. I mean,
Kekele.
In a football game, is it the number of goals? Yes.
What is it?
Yeah, this. In a football game, is it the number of goals that I've scored or cup? Who carries the
cup?
Okay. You see, that's why he hasn't.
You see, let truth be told.
So you actually think that Alhaji Balogun should resign?
For three reasons. Number one, it doesn't have the strength. It's 70. Let us look for younger people who have the zeal, who have the energy. Number two, he does not understand party administration and management. Number three, I alluded to, some statements last time I was here, that his case is that of Brahim Obole Nshonle Iwolobakan. He was not ready, he was not prepared. He was just picked overnight to say, come and be party chairman.
Who picked him?
The Lagos Undertaker.
Who is the Lagos Undertaker?
Well,
Jimmy Disu, do not know who the Lagos Undertaker
is. You decipher it. And look at me straight in the eyes and take time.
Yes.
You know it. And who know?
There's something, man.
I realize that in mentioning name, I seem to continue to hang epaulets on their shoulder.
I understand.
I don't think so. If Lagosians don't know who the Undertaker is, if Lagosians don't know who the gatekeepers are,
well, I can understand the appellation gatekeeper. Why do you call him an undertaker?
Because they've come to kill this party. They've come to kill everything that is progressives. That's the truth.
Is it that in spite of this strong criticism that you have of the APC, we haven't heard like a faction forming a party or, no other party in sight, really? There was a PDP.
Let's wait until Ogboni Ibinka, comes here on Saturday.
Olabode
George.
Yes.
So let's wait until Saturday.
Has his own party to
come. No, and here, part of the things I want you to ask him is this.
Yes.
In spite of its zeal, in spite of its passion about Lagos and its politics, why is it that the party which he leads as an elder statesman, it's not doing the real opposition? Talk is cheap. So, it's not about it. It's about solution. When you are in opposition and you say this is wrong, you must come up with a solution. And that's why they found themselves where they are. So, it's unfortunate that, the party we strived so much to build, before our eyes, it's going into its grave. And that's why I said some people are undertakers.
What do you see would happen? What do you think could happen? I need to take a break. Okay. Kekere says I should take a break. He's my guy here. So yes.
The striker.
Yep. It's Daily Digest with GVD Sue. I have Honorable Fuad Oki in the house, principally to talk about the APC. We're going to take a short break in deference to a guy here, and then after the break, we'll be right back and continue. So don't go away, it's going to be quite interesting. I'm going to throw him a bomb now when we come back, so don't miss it.
I'm ready for you.
You're listening to Jimmy Disu, right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, you're welcome back to Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso. And I still have Honorable Faduki in the house. He hasn't left. We'll be here for another half hour. We will open up our lines 0700-993-993-993 in just about 10 minutes. And also the female line, well, the line females can call 01465-7190. By the way, my guest for tomorrow, I hope she's still coming. I haven't heard from her. But I hope she will leave it open for you. You know, I hope you still come in tomorrow. I don't know how you're going to link up with the man who donated his car to bring you from a vision. But the show must go on. So, Honorable, where do you think your party is now at the moment? Are there any surprises that might spring up before 2023 in terms of a coalition or whatever?
Let me quickly say this. It's not just about our party.
Mm.
We must expect implosions.
You think there will be?
There definitely will be from across the divide.
Mm.
I recall Senator Seriaki, former governor of Bayelsa State, a couple of days ago said something about we are in the transfer season and it's not closed yet. So, and it started again from the other end. If you recall, about 3 days ago, Senator Goje is leaving APC back to PDP. So we are in the off season. So when you see people, you know, gravitating towards APC now, you begin to wonder, are we going through, you know, or to become a one-party state? No, it will still go back. Possibly before the convention, possibly immediately after our convention, people will also move around. And there is likely going to be a third force. The same thing that happened
at national level.
Yes, in 2014 may resonate again towards 2023.
Well, recently, if you study the media, there seems to be some little stories here and there about an Ashibajo bid for presidency. Have you heard of it?
I have not. And even when I close my ears to those things. You know why? At our level, you don't dwell in rumor. You don't dwell.
Well, they're getting stronger. Well, they're not rumors in the sense that, you know, this.
A smart politician now, either subtly or openly, will not start anything. Those, and you see, unfortunately, we don't learn. The one that has tried to do that some 15, 12 months back, are regretting it now. Because, you see, you make yourself, you expose your vulnerability, which will allow the other, you know, gladiators to shoot your, you know, parachute down. Which is what is happening now.
Maybe I'm naive politically when it comes to tactics. I must admit I don't know how it works. But I thought that I'd have loved to see somebody come out now to say, yes, I'm going to run for the presidency. And you think
the law, the law does not, wise? Number one, and the law does not even permit you to start that during off season. You must wait until the on season. You see, the so-called strategists and this and that started it 15 months ago, I'm sure, are beginning to regret it.
In the case of who now?
There are several, but I'm sure they are beginning to
give
regret
me two
it.
Examples.
I cannot remember.
What can we use? Well, Philip, go open the glove compartment of our car. There's something in one brown paper. Bring it, one small thing. Maybe if I... It will jolt him over.
He won't walk. But let me quickly tell you this.
Yes.
You recall about 15 months ago, all over Nigeria, there were posters of Turaki Adamawa Atiku wanting to be this. And then, you know, Senator Bola Tinubu, former governor of Lagos, wanting to be this, that. And if you look lately, the last 2 months or thereabouts, you will see that noise receding.
Yes.
Okay. The real tacticians who understand this game and its dynamics, including the shenanigans, you know, in any of those two camps will be regretting, you know, their steps, and it is going to be their follies.
Well, I mean, now that you mentioned Senator Bola Tinubu and his bid, which is quite likely, what do you think might happen in his own case?
Well, the man, you also know that I am from the Oje traditional enclave, and what we say about the Egungun, the big masquerade, it's that you don't speculate on the colors the big masquerade is bringing onto the town hall until it gets there. So let's wait until the on season. I will not speculate.
But will you be backing him?
Has he come out to say he wants to run?
I said if he says he wants to run, will you be backing him?
I am not going to back anyone until such person comes out to say he is interested. And I'll look at so many things.
What are the things you look at?
Part of the things I'll look at, it's what has gotten me to do what I'm doing since the last 2 decades.
Which is?
Who is empathic?
Hmm.
Who has respect for the rule of law? Who is a team player? Who will recreate opportunities for Nigerians? Who will ensure that the average Nigerian child will not go to sleep empty stomach? Education, health. You see, when people start talking about Mr. Adizo, Chief, why? I look and laugh. You know why? Virtually all of them have been tried and tested. But unfortunately, because in this country we don't take sight of something, people's records when they are in office.
What was Tinubu's record when he was in office?
He did not do badly, but there are areas that he left undone, particularly the issue of education. Yes, public health, and unfortunately, since he left, none of his successors were able to change the narrative in those two areas. I went to a public school, not minding my parents' social economic standing. I went to St. Paul's Breadfruits. I went to Zumratul Islamia Grammar School.
Ah, that's with the, I don't know.
Yes, Ilerika. You know, Taju Ajagun and others. Fatai Amou. Now, I look back and I thank my parents for sending me to public schools. You know why?
Why?
Apart from academics, I learned several other things. Street sense and wisdom.
Benny.
Understanding the streets. Empathy. Understanding that you must share with others.
Would it be a factor?
I don't think if President Biden at 77 was elected president, for me it's not. All I would want to see is people coming out clearly to say how old they are. I have seen in Nigerian politics, Nigerian politicians, you see, I've seen 69, 79, I've seen 41, 51.
I've seen a 69-year-old give birth to a 50-year-old.
So I want people to come out clearly to say, my name is Fuad Oki. I was born on XYZ.
I think what we both agree on is credibility. We must know who we are.
It is part of it. When you cannot come out truthfully about yourself, then you've lost everything. That's number one. Number two, you see, we all have stories.
Yes.
We all have stories. And you should unashamedly come out to say, this is my story. Let me share this with you. In 2019, I think March or February, I was coordinating the Southwest for our party towards the 2019 election. So there was this program organized by the late governor of Oyo State, Baramisi Akabiola. It was the Maulud Nabi program. After all said and done, after about 4 hours, he was asked to come out and give a vote of thanks. And he said, Eyin Ibadan, mo fe dupe lowo yin. Mo fe dupe lowo yin to re meni to su mi ke to gba mi. Senator Ajimobi come baba mi. Ajigani ni baba mi aburo Senator Ajimobi Taylor si ni. Ya mi lajaga ni tin taso ni gbagi Ibadan bi. What caught my interest, and I just wept. I wept because this is a man that God has done so much for.
What for?
And he came out to say, my father was a tailor. The senator was not my father. That omo atakpata dide ni mi kesi ma wole aye o. Adelabu omo omo baba wa penkele idi tin se support ti eni pe awon baba ti wa tog ni won se leyin penkele ke wa obolon se sele aye.
How do we translate all this now?
She will help me. Ke wa obolon se sele aye wi pe emi omo atakpata dide no ni wa fa omo penkele sile gege bi gomina Oyo Ibadan. That is a man. That is what I want to see.
Well, I think that whether you like it or not, credibility is going to be in the front burner.
Furthermore, there is a contraption which is also holding Lagos back. It's called the GAC, which is not known to the organs of our party. But you know the unfortunate thing, apart from being a contraption, it is a committee of gerontologists. The median age of members of that committee is 80 years. Out of 14 of them, about 11 of them are over 80. What are they doing? Can they not, retire and allow younger elements?
Are they elected or appointed?
I just told you that they are contraption. They are not known to our party organ. Article 11 of our party is very clear. The organs of the party. Nowhere.
But they seem to wield so much power.
Because there is impunity in this land. That's all. That's all about it.
I mentioned I talked to Alhaji. I asked him his opinion on the performance of your friend.
My brother. Sobolo,
your brother.
Yes.
How is he your brother? He's from Lagos. He's from.
He's a Surulere boy, and the mother is from Ologbo.
Okay. So he's your brother, truthfully.
Is he not yours? So what do you mean he's your brother too? Abusini Mfeo.
Abusini. So you want me to say he's not my brother?
No, because of the way you pray, he's your brother too. No, he's not your brother.
No, I hear politicians.
Is he not your brother?
Wait now, I'm not. I hear politicians always say he's
my brother. Don't do Abusi with me.
No, I'm not doing Abusi.
Is he your brother or not?
Who?
Baba Jide Sanwo-Olu.
I'm related to him on two fronts.
Okay.
He's Okui Oro. I've known since 67. We talk every day.
And his uncle. No, don't go there, please.
Pedro is my friend.
Fami Pedro is your friend.
Through him, I know him.
Fami Pedro come out to say he's from Lagos? Don't go there.
Fami Pedro is from Lagos. From this is nice. From
please, don't go there. Leave that for another day. So let's continue. Leave that for another day.
Okay.
So let's continue.
Okay, let us look at it. I find the cow for our loju.
All right.
So what do you think? What do you think of Sowolu's performance so far?
You recall, my position has not changed since the last time. And even though when I was there, people said I was supporting him you recall there was an accusation, and I said that his problem, and that problem has not changed. It's that the gatekeeper has not allowed him to perform.
But you were very critical of the process that produced him, though.
I've always been, and it has not changed.
Okay.
And if the same thing happened next year, October, I'll tread the same path.
From the way the chairman spoke, though, there doesn't seem to be a vacancy in Lagos State APC.
It is subjective.
You think so?
It is subjective.
Who is likely to challenge him?
It's too early in the day.
Yeah, but who?
There will be challengers.
Okay, without, there will be challengers. Serious ones.
Challengers.
Okay. I need to take a call. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, how are you?
I'm fine. I greet your guest.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Damoko.
Yeah, go on, please. Yeah.
I want to appreciate your guest for being honest. He's a man that I love so much. Then, secondly, Uncle Jimmy, when we talk of Lagos State politics, let us not deceive ourselves. I believe that PDP in Lagos and APC are working together against the interests of the people of Lagos.
Hmm.
Until we have the what we call People's Party in Lagos, where we are today in Lagos, we are not going nowhere.
Hmm.
The people must rise up against the PDP and APC in Lagos. Even the candidate that PDP used to produce almost every 4 years, to me, I suspect him. And I suspect every member of PDP in Lagos. Lagos people must rise up. Thank you.
Yeah, I must rise up, but under what... It thinks that maybe, like some of us believe, though, that is it possible that PDP could be a parastatal of APC?
No, absolutely no. They are just lazy. Let me tell you something. They had an opportunity a couple of months ago, but because they are lazy, they did not see it, hence their inability to latch on it.
I think largely what has affected PDP in Lagos, amongst other things, is funding. Because they are not in the party at the center and they are not in the party at the state.
I also don't buy it.
You don't
buy
it?
You see, we've allowed some you know, mediocres to make us believe that politics needs a humongous amount of funding. No, you need the people. You must go out there. That's something we call GOTV. You must go out to get the votes. Unfortunately, the social media era, which we have found ourselves, the digitalized world, will not help our situation. You must go out there like the LRE Jehovah's, knock on doors. The problem we have today is trust deficit. And that's why you see councillors being elected with 500 votes. Until our people begin to understand that it's a social contract. It's about their sovereignty. It's about surrendering their rights to an individual to hold in trust on their behalf and, you know, manage for them. So, therefore, we must begin to come out. The PDP are a lazy bunch of individuals. They want to reap where they are not ready to sow. And that's their problem. Else, they will have given the APC a run
for their money. Let me take another call there. Our lines are busting at the seams. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Yes, who's calling?
My name is Kayode Mogaji.
Aha, APC. Greet your guy first, Kayode.
Hello, I'm a guy.
Tell a guy.
I'm a guy.
Are you not his guy?
No.
Yeah, both of you are Sulele people in APC.
I brought me the kitchen, okay? Kyle, go ahead.
Okay, good morning, Honorable.
Good morning, my brother.
Yes, sir. I'm a guy, okay?
Get off! shoot!
Honorable, sometime, when the last time you came on this show, you had a lot of expectations. About the that was done, the registration, the party registration.
Yes.
And I don't know, in fact, I was so surprised. I didn't know where your expectations came from, because I was on ground and everything. I'm not surprised by what happened now, because everything started from then. And even in your own immediate community, sir, it was disastrous. You call what happened last month a referendum. I don't know if I should see it as a referendum, because we've always been having referendums, if it's a referendum, when it comes to local government elections. The question is the solution. And with your experience within the party, sir, I don't think people like you that are called the rebel force, which to an extent, maybe not the past you are seen as a rebel. I'm also seen as a rebel. Well, I think people like you are not doing enough, sir, by doing the Jehovah Witness experience that you just talked about.
Okay, Kaede, thank you.
Kaede, thank you very much for your continued critique. And that's the way for us to go. But truth be told, I did not hide the fact from the onset when the process of local government elections started. As a matter of fact, I caused a letter which triggered the process, telling LASEC that if you don't do the needful, we'll go to court. They were not ready to hold the election anyway.
Let me quickly, because we're running out of time.
Yes.
What do you think of LASEC's performance in the last election?
Zero. Complicit.
Okay, did you hear about the polling booths that were set up in Anobas Palace?
I heard when you were talking on Saturday.
Yes.
And LASEC got unpaid defense, who was defending LASEC as if it's the lawyer hired by LASEC to defend that impropriety. It is unfortunate, but that's the truth of the fact. So, Kaede, talking about the membership registration, I stand by what I said. You see, every exercise will have, you know, some sore points. But I think by and large, it was a good exercise. That is the membership registration and revalidation. Don't mind the usual, you know, undercuts that, you know, people try to do, which is nauseating you. But the fact is, by and large, it was not bad. It will be better.
Okay. Well, this will be our last caller for the day. We didn't hear a female voice.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Yeah, good.
Hello? 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 Let's try another one. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, you have to turn down the radio in your house, please. I'm getting an echo. Right, please.
Hello,
go on.
Sir.
Yeah, please go on.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
Good morning to the gentleman in the studio.
Yes, quickly, please.
Uncle Jimmy?
Yes.
In what he's saying there in that studio, there's a big clue to everything he's saying.
Okay.
He's telling us about 2023 in APC. And it's left for the party to figure out what he's saying now. He said something about age, about line of age. He said something about membership of the party. And he said something about the referendum they are doing, they are no more popular. It tells you that if you think you are up there appointing people, one day it will come to an end.
Thank you. And on that note, we have to close the program. Thank you very much, Honorable Oki.
My pleasure.
You'll be back again, as usual.
Not minding how people feel.
Well, life is like that. You have usually you have a.
But that's what I enjoy. That's what keeps me going. That's the tonic.
That's what keeps everybody going.
That's the tonic.
That's what keeps everybody going, because what it means is that you're doing something significant. I've been accused of being, sometimes they say I'm an APC member, sometimes they say I'm a PDP member. Sometimes I've even heard, making the rounds one time, that the undertaker gave me some money. okay. We'll leave it at that. Thank you very much. I've had Alhaji Fuad Oki today on Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. We'll be back again tomorrow, same time. Tomorrow we're going to have Debumi, and we're going to have a sister who is coming in from Ibeshe. But we haven't been able to contact her, but we hope that the deal is still on. If the deal is not on, if she doesn't show up, then I will do Debumi by myself. No, don't worry, Zainab. Don't look worried. I won't bring you into it. Don't worry. I'm sure she'll show up. In case she's listening, we'll be expecting her here a little after 8 o'clock to get us ready. I'd like to thank you, Alhaji,
for thanks for always being there.
I'd like to thank Zainab for coming. Philip, don't go away. Come back. Don't go behind the pillar. I can see you. I'd like to thank Philip. But I also like Lagos to beg Philip to get vaccinated. And that applies to all of you out there. Go and get this vaccination by hook or by crook. They said the kingdom of God suffered violence. No, don't get violent. That's not in that part. Try all you can to get yourself vaccinated. It is very, like I always say, I would rather die of that vaccine than die of COVID. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.